And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
First of all, let me explain, I rarely feel any curiosity to watch an animated film at my age. They were great to watch when I was a kid, but now I often find them obsequious and annoying. So imagine my surprise when I watched a new animated film on Max and didn't spend the whole time rolling my eyes. The source of this miracle is the film Flow, and it's poetic, simple, and gorgeous. After surviving an enormous flood, a solitary cat skitters through tree branches and hilltops to stay dry. But when an empty sailboat shows up, the cat finds refuge in the mystery of a changing world. The floating boat picks up various other animals, forcing the cat to unite with strangers on this unpredictable journey and work together despite their differences. Before any of you start rolling your eyes at this summary, Flow is nothing like a sentimental Disney production. None of the characters sing, no people appear in the film, and none of the animals even talk. The only communicating is done with meows, barks, and growls. All the vocal sounds are recorded by real animals, creating a unique sense of naturalism in its barest form. What makes Flow so pleasantly different is not just its plain naturalism and quiet storytelling style, but also its digital look. By not articulating each strand of hair on a dog's fur or each feather on a bird's wing, the animation has an impressionist quality, still sharp and colorful, but not as polished as audiences might expect. All these elements combine gracefully, creating a meditative, dreamlike adventure. In a time when so much of our country's news coverage is about political divisions and clashing opinions, a film like Flow can hopefully remind all of us to understand each other better, work past our differences, and offer help to those in need. Even the production of this film is an example of building bridges across international borders. Three different animation studios worked together in making Flow, one in France, one in Belgium, and one in Latvia. The ominous consequences of our planet's physical future are also an important message for viewers to take from this. And as our world keeps changing, working together will only become more essential to our survival. For Flixit 48, I'm KCT Allen.